My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Firestorm that the Guardians have caused yesterday with not making enough moves. Fans upset. Lima is used certain words for them. Find out more during 2-Second Trivia, where you can win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals if you win 2-Second Trivia. All you have to do is answer 2 questions within 2 seconds each, and you win the family 4-pack of combo meals from Mr. Hero. It's wonderful. You want to eat Roman burgers? You want to eat waffle doodles? You get them from Mr. Hero. You're going to love it. Owen is an Avon Lake resident. And I found out earlier this week, was it Monday, they were having board meetings over there with the Avon Lake.
Explosive board meeting, yeah. Monday evening.
Which I could understand. City Council. So you have people out there, you have the old power plant that hasn't been
CEI is what we call it.
Yeah. It's a what?
CEI plant.
CEI plant, which hasn't been working in a while, right? Haven't been up and running.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years.
Okay. So it was built in the 1920s. There's concern with building materials, asbestos, if I'm not mistaken, Owen.
Yeah, that's what they used in the cores, I guess. I don't know a ton about it. I tried to stay away from it because I don't want to get the asbestos.
It was the 1920s. If you've ever been in that area and you've seen it, it's right on Lake Road. It's a very large building, very large facility.
It looks like Slugworth's plant in Willy Wonka.
It's imposing. Yeah. It is an imposing facility. And so the place was built in the 20s. They say, hey, we're going to implode it. Well, they kind of just scuffled it through, and because of what happened, you know, out in East Palestine, there's been some and justifiable concerns about what's going on in the environment.
It is a privately owned thing now, and this is all privately done. So,
just want to make sure that all the T's were crossed, the I's were dotted when it comes to ecological.
Was aware of what was about to happen.
Right.
What you're trying to avoid is...
I'm right downstream from you guys.
That's true. Well,
what you're trying to avoid is the governor having to show up and take a cup of your water and drink it in front of everybody is what you're trying to avoid there, okay? For the love of God. I mean, that's not even meant to be a joke. That's serious. So apparently they were going to implode it. There was not a given time that they were going to implode.
Originally we were told we have an alert system that you can sign up for on text. We're originally told 30 minutes before they do it, they're going to send you a text. Close your windows, turn off your AC. And then they had this board meeting Monday night, and the mayor said, okay, we'll give you a heads up the night before. So that was Monday evening. Everybody thought, it's a stay of execution. They're going to put it off. And then that didn't happen. Last night, everyone started receiving emails saying, hey, it's going to happen tomorrow between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. And it happened this morning. Between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m.
It happened at 5:41. where there was Sky Fox was flying around, and Channel 3 had a drone going on, Channel 5 was flying around and everything, and then out of nowhere, I think they showed up on TV. The one reporter just turned around and goes, uh-oh, there it goes.
There it is.
And I was looking on Channel 3, they had a reporter on, and he is out there on the main drag at Avon Lake. He's talking, and then they implode the thing. They come back. He's wearing a mask, and I'm going, oh, my God, yeah. What's going on here?
And now they went back, and everyone's dead. So it was a big tragedy. No,
everybody is fine. No. Stop.
Oh, they're alive.
Everybody is fine.
Oh, thank God.
Everybody is fine.
Boy, you've
been a wild card.
I was nervous. I was like, man, that should be a bigger story if everybody perished.
So you are. You got to pull back, okay?
To my children.
When we get Rob Bradford in front of you later on at 8 o'clock, it's going to be no holds barred.
Please respond.
Go ahead. Because this reminded me, we had a detonation, the Interbelt Bridge, when I lived in Tremont. I think it was 2014.
The old Interbelt?
They told us a similar thing. It was going to be in the morning. People, like, they had stations or they had areas that people could congregate to watch the detonation. And I remember I had a crazy night out the night before.
Oh, you did, didn't
and
you?
It woke me up, I think, at 6 a.m., It was the detonation at 6 a.m. But it was a weekend.
We have sound here. This is Richard Perrins from the Chronicle Telegram. Hit it. At 5:41 a.m., that would not be very. But it sounds like there were plenty of people like standing outside waiting for it. So was this? You're in the community, Owen. Is this a big
standing outside? I've seen a ton of on the message groups. People sitting in their backyards waiting for it. It seems that the people that live very close to it were like, oh, we didn't even feel a thing. People that were about a mile away. My wife texted me at 5:40 and said, they just imploded it. And then she said, very loud, shook the house. Tons of people saying it shook their houses further away. I don't know if the shock waves created a more shaking effect
I mean, anytime there's a detonation, I mean, that is an event that people get out the lawn chairs and
exactly.
Go pay. Now, it was dark out, so I don't know if that mattered.
It was. Now, this is the second time this year that Avon Lake has been the center of the universe for something.
It's true. It's been a big year.
We had the solar eclipse, and now we have this. That's only the second most explosive thing to happen on the show today.
Talking to the dorks on social media.
Yeah, somehow you were louder than that.
I have no problem if people went out and got excited about seeing that. Now, how many people did it take by surprise? I mean, you had to be paying attention if you lived out there.
Well, it's 5:40 in the morning. I don't think everybody.
Yeah, what percentage? What percentage of people that have to get up
most
in
of the
morning?
Most people that are 7:30 a.m. workers. I mean, my wife leaves the house by 6:15.
What do you think is the most common alarm time for people that have to get up early? Is it 6 a.m.?
Yeah, probably.
Is that too early? I'm in the bubble now. This doesn't impact me. So,
What
is the most common time that people set their alarms to in the morning if they have to get up?
Oh, I have no idea. Right? Although there's more and more people waking up early to do their runs, especially this time of year. You're getting the weather's pretty good. It's 70 degrees at 5 o'clock in the morning.
What time do most of our listeners set their alarm
for? That's why I seriously am curious. Is that a poll question? Mitch, you want to put up?
When people ask me when I set my alarm, and I go 3:10, they mostly go, ooh.
Mm.
And I go, well, yeah. But I know that I got to be on at 6, and I got to be in here by at least 5.
When other people are waking,
when
most
other people are wakey,
people.
Wakey. I would guess 5:30.
You think 5:30?
I think 5:30.
6 too late?
6 might, I can't imagine.
If it's 5:30, then those people were up, they were ready to go. Like your wife this morning was up and ready to go.
Yeah.
What time your little ones usually go to school? I call them little ones, high school kids.
Well, on July 31st at 0 o'clock. Because it's the summer.
Okay, when they usually go to school, what time?
Love now, God. I don't know. I'm here. I would say between 7. I think they get on the bus between 7:15 and the high schoolers are there by 8.
So that means most moms and dads are up by 5:30. Yeah. I bet it's 5:30.
Father-in-law was in Rocky River watching it from a distance. It's an event, man. People get up.
Now,
and,
was he wearing a mask?
Now, he's retired.
He like Oppenheimer in the dugout?
I can guarantee he was not wearing a mask.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Why is that?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He said not too loud there over in Rocky River.
There were people who said all wasn't that loud. I go, yeah, I got Owen's wife saying it shook the house. Now, you guys live like kind of along that stretch, so I get what she's saying.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it. Well, when the Eagles aren't flying through the air and blocking our view.
Do we have eyewitnesses? Did you go out of your way to make sure to watch this morning?
Oh, they had. If you were in the area, you had to. I would have tried. Absolutely would have tried. But either way, hopefully, in all seriousness, it doesn't turn into some sort of a problem over time, for crying out loud, because I can't understand when I saw the board meeting stuff that it would be certainly a point of contention.
Getting pictures. All the dust, the people in town were worried about the dust particles coming over town.
Mm-hmm.
They apparently went over the lake, which is great, except I've for seen that's the fog. Where I get my water from.
Yeah. Listen, I'm in
and
Bay
also
Village.
You get your water.
Can
there.
We sue?
Everyone.
We all, can we pursue
yeah,
legal action?
I don't think we want to do something like, well, I
Rise
mean, that's,
up,
I got five lawyers. I mean, we can get them all involved here. They're looking for work here. I put my QB tiers out. I'm getting killed for them. The Baker people have found them, and I'm starting to get killed
what's
for
the number
them.
One, what's the number one disagreement you're seeing right now?
Well, people are asking me, where's Deshaun? And I go, you have to listen on the free Odyssey app to hear where Deshaun is. There's also, people are taking it as a ranking. It's not a ranking.
You got to do tiers.
This is not a ranking. I have, and people, why can't Lamar be elite? I have room for three. I cannot have room for four.
So listen,
this isn't the Meltzer stars where I'm all of a sudden going to put six and seven in there.
Lamar.
There are three elite quarterbacks in my tiers, and there will only be three.
Lamar in the regular season is an elite quarterback, but your tiers, as they are comprised,
mm-hmm.
are everything, right?
I mean,
the playoffs matter.
Oh, the everything matters. Contract matters. Dak Prescott is in the same category. They're both Bubba quarterbacks and Deshaun Watson for different reasons. For different reasons. Watson, if it doesn't work out this year, how many more excuses am I going to cook up? How many more? And if he gets injured again, that's not an excuse. Now he's just an injury-prone quarterback or a broken quarterback. So that's not an excuse. I mean, you brought it up. We were on the phone yesterday, Tone. You have Mike Vrabel with this team. Are we crazy to think, like, they won't... Do people think we're naive that they will not make a big deal of... If things go south, then it becomes like maybe some fans will here and there, but I don't think a vast majority of people will turn on Stefanski, turn on the coaching staff, and start clamoring for Mike Vrabel. I think this is going to be on your starting quarterback. In 3 years now, you've done as much as you can to try to support him. Some of this stuff has not gone way because of luck. Okay, I can understand that. But if it's 3 years, like if he gets injured again, that's no excuse. How many different tries of the offense has I had? Okay, that's no excuse. What other excuse can I make? You have one of the better rosters in the NFL. maybe not the best, but I have one of the better rosters in the NFL. Amari Cooper's back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. I will have Nick Chubb back at some point during this season. David Njoku had a breakout year last year. I should, and we'll find out, I should still have one of the better offensive lines. So what other excuses can I make? So I have to put him on the bubble. I have to put him in tier four. Dak Prescott, it's because of the contract that he doesn't have right now. He's betting on himself. Is he going to be able to get it all from Jerry Jones? Is he going to be able to demand his market and go somewhere else? Is he going to get hurt and get nowhere near the money that he was looking to command? He's a bubble quarterback because of that. Aaron Rodgers is coming up. Like, it's not a ranking, guys.
Well,
it's not a ranking.
I do wonder, the people that have continuously, we've got some listeners to the show, and we appreciate that you always correspond with the show.
Yeah.
Every
Except for
day,
when you said what you said about him at 6 o'clock.
Well, every day we hear about the second half of the Ravens game. Even those individuals that have propped up the second half of the Ravens game as a reason why he still has a chance to be elite, and obviously we're all hopeful. Are you irritated? Are you offended by where Ken has Deshaun Watson in his
rankings? I don't know
rankings?
How you can be offended. I don't know how you can be irritated. I think it's as fair as it gets. Are you offended or irritated? Can you see where somebody is offended or irritated?
I still have the door cracked open that what we have seen in Cleveland is not the real Deshaun Watson. The door is still cracked open for me that he can revert back. But right now, I don't know how anybody with an objective eye, and it's tough for us to be objective, I don't know how anybody couldn't have, you know, Deshaun in that category. Remember, every time we've had a ranking come out this offseason, he has been an afterthought. In fact, some of them, he hasn't even been ranked. He hasn't even been up at, like, they stop at, like, 20, and he does not make that top 20.
So he would be a quarterback that would be
He's in peril. Yes, the career is in peril
right
now.
I don't want to say
right
in peril, but he would be in danger of being in peril. Peril means it's falling, and that's where it is. I don't think it's falling yet, but, yeah, by the end of the year, it can go one way or another. And, again, I had two guys out of this tier four last year who became tier two guys, meaning franchise guys. Jordan Love was in there and Kyler Murray was in there. Some people took exception for me putting Kyler Murray in there. It seems that he solidified his spot with the Arizona Cardinals last year. Again, it's not how good I think they are. It's a mix of everything. Their contract, their standing within their organization, how good their organization is. I don't think we've ever seen the best in one season, the best of Bryce Young and what he could do. His organization's a mess. They can't support him. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know where they're going. And I don't think they're going to be able to do it for probably, how long has the new owner owned that team, Tepper? I don't think they're going to be able to do it for another 7 years, because I looked at what Jimmy Haslam did and I go, he made a lot of mistakes in the first decade he owned the football team, did he not? You have to get your mistakes out of the way, because you have to set your tempo of what you want your organization to be about. You have to always be that way. Even if you change head coaches, you have to always be about something. That's what the better organizations do. And the Panthers are going through it. As much as we want to complain, and I've been one of the complainers about DePodesta and everything, they've stood for something, the Browns have. And now they're starting to see a little bit, they've only won one playoff game, a little bit of the fruits of the labor. But at least you're about something now. So when I put Bryce Young in there, I don't think Bryce Young sucks. I don't think Deshaun Watson sucks. I certainly don't think Dak Prescott or Aaron Rodgers suck. I don't think Justin Fields does, but these guys are, you got to put up or shut up this year. That's all there is to it. So you get put in tier four. It's not a ranking. And the other ones are just unknown because it's a gender reveal video past Kirk Cousins. I don't know what Anthony Richardson's going to be able to really provide. I don't think I saw enough of Will Levis last year. Maybe some people disagree.
I
know that there's an online fight about J.J. McCarthy, but I haven't seen that yet. I'm not going to be unfair.
I am not seeing a horde of people lining up to go after you
because I
over
think
this.
They are going after me for the Baker thing because they always want to have a big chip on their shoulder because that's just what Baker does. They give him a 3-year, $100 million contract. How much was Geno Smith's contract? Do we know off the top of our heads? Probably not. Dustin's not with me. He got a 3-year, $75 million contract a couple of years ago, right? 2 years ago. Was that what it was?
It was before last season.
Okay, so 2023, 3 years, $75 million. He got a 3-year, $100 million contract. You're going to have a bump up in pay because of the market, because of the value. Baker did well last year. They're not married to Baker Mayfield down in Tampa Bay. No matter what puff pieces they want to write down there. And I got nothing against the guy. I'm not rooting against him. I'm just being fair. That's all there is to it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!